Namaste Vasudevaya. Maryam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nasta Prayesva Badreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashtuke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki Krishna Svadam Upagate Dharma Gyana Dibisaha Karunasta Dishamirsha Purunar Kudunoditaha. So, we will read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Text Number 4. Yad acharati shreyan itaras tad ihate sa yat pramanam kurute lokas tad anuvartate. Yad acharati shreyan itarastat tad ihate sayat pramanam kurute lokastat anuvartate. Yad acharati shreyan itarastat tad ihate sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanuvartate. Yad acharati shreyan itarastat tad ihate sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanuvartate. Yat, whatever, acharati, executes, shreyan, a first class man with full knowledge of religious principles, itaraha, the subordinate man, tat, that. Ihate performs. Saha, he, the great man. Yat, whatever. Pramanam, as evidence or as the right thing. Kurute, accepts. Lokaha, the general public. Tat, that. Anuvartate, follows. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The mass of people follow the example of a leader in society and imitate his behavior. They accept as evidence whatever the leader accepts. Purport. Although Ajamil was not punishable, the Yamadutas were insisting on taking him away to Yamaraj for punishment. This was adharma, contrary to religious principles. The Vishnudutas feared that if such irreligious acts were allowed, the management of human society would be spoiled. In modern times, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to introduce the right principle of management for human society. But unfortunately, the governments of Kali Yuga do not properly support the Hare Krishna movement because they do not appreciate its valuable service. The Hare Krishna movement is the right movement for ameliorating the falling condition of human society, and therefore governments and public leaders in every part of the world should support this movement to completely rectify humanity's sinful condition. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitantscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshvare Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Gya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. So before I attempt to say something, I would like to have your blessings and the blessings of the people that are watching and hearing this Srimad Bhagavatam class. Thank you so much. So this is practically the same verse that is in Bhagavad Gita 3.21. There are just few words of difference, but actually the meaning is the same. And we understand how important is Krishna consciousness for the people in general. The devotees, they know why things happen. And the most distress that the people have when something happened to them is why it happened to me, why me, why I had to suffer this situation or that situation and so on. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he's saying that the government should support the Hare Krishna movement in order to rectify all the errors, all the mistakes that are being made in the name of, quote and unquote, the material laws. You know, each government has its laws, but more or less are the same, and they are full of faults. So let's see, just before to continue on this topic, how Ajamil was got stuck with this desire of sense gratification. Many things are already being said, and I just want to add few of them among them. In Bhagavad Gita 2.60 is quoted that the senses are so strong that they can carry away even a man who is trying to control them. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport is, and a man not only trying to control but very advanced in spiritual knowledge. And he gave the example of Vishwamitra, who was meditating very deeply on the Supreme Lord, but Vinaka was dancing in front of him. In spite of the fact he had his eyes closed, but the tinkling of the ankle bells of Vinaka woke him up from his deep meditation, and he got distracted from this object of the senses. In Bhagavad Gita 262, we see that if you are distracted by the object of the senses, while contemplating the object of the senses, contemplation, this word is very important in this story, because then, you know, you are carried away by this object of the senses, and then you become attracted towards them, and lust arises, and from lust, anger. So Ajamil, what he did, he just saw for a brief moment these two Shudras, this Shudrani and this Shudra, or prostitute and a Shudra, embracing each other. And but he was trying to control, but you know, he couldn't. Why? Because he was contemplating. He was not contemplating the scene in itself, but he was contemplating the thought, which is the same thing. So we have to be careful, especially, I'm a book distributor, and while we are out there, if you are not really concentrated, you know, it's very difficult to maintain the concentration of what you are doing, because there are so many objects of the senses that are, you know, they are coming in front of your eyes. The point is not to contemplate them, either with your eyes or with your memory. In this connection, the last thing about Ajamil, that Srila Prabhupada was mentioning Ajamil in Bhagavad Gita also in 240, and he was saying, the verse is saying that although in this endeavor there is no loss of diminution, and the little advancement on this path can protect from the most dangerous type of fear. And he takes the example, he puts the example of Ajamil, that he was not very advanced, but in spite of the fact that he was a neophyte devotee, just because he was starting his, he was, let's say, at 1% of his devotional service, but he got 100% at the end, because of taking shelter in the holy name of the Lord, Narayan. So, about this contemplation, I have a short story to share with you. Many of you for sure will know it. There were two brahmacharis, they went on pilgrimage, and in these days, when this story happened, there were no ways to go other than by foot. And so they came across a river, and they had to cross it, but there were no boats, no bridge. And there was a widow waiting on the bank of this river, and she was asking these two boys, I don't know how to swim, but I have to cross the river, can you help me? So one of them carried the lady on his shoulder, and they crossed the river, then put the lady down, and they continue with their pilgrimage. And he noticed that his friend, his fellow brahmachari, he was very morose. He was, you know, his face was very dark. So at one point, after 1 hour or so of walking, he said, "What's the matter with you? You know, why are you disturbed?" "Yeah, because you are a brahmachari, you should not take, you know, you should not talk to a woman, you put the woman on your shoulders, you know." And he said, "Yeah, but you know, it was a nice thing, you know." She had to, "Yes, but you are a brahmachari." He was continuing like this over and over for hours and hours and hours. And at one point, the other brahmachari said, "Okay, look, I carried that woman, that's correct. And it took me 10 minutes. And when I dropped the woman, the woman was gone. But you are carrying this woman in your mind since 5 hours, and you are harassing me with this, you know. So be careful, you know, because you are contemplating something that you shouldn't." So that's the message. And the other message is that devotional service is very, very, let's say, extremely important. Otherwise, there is no match with Maya. We can serve Krishna, we can serve Maya, we cannot be neutral. We cannot say, okay, Today I don't serve anybody, I just sleep. You are serving Maya, also if you want to be neutral. And so devotional service is so important. And we have instances that people who are in devotional service, like Yamunacharya, who are very advanced, they make this statement: since I'm engaged in the service of the Lord, I'm feeling such nice mellows, such nice feelings, that when a thought of an intercourse with a woman comes to my mind, then I turn my head on the other side and I spit at the thought. That's what Yamunacharya says. It maybe seem a little extreme, we should say. So we don't have to imitate such a behavior if you are not up to the standard. But at least we can understand that in this process there is so much joy, there is so much, I mean, it's so fun. Everybody of you for sure have experienced that. It's really nice. I mean, devotional service is really nice. And we have to thank Srila Prabhupada because of this. You know, he gave us this opportunity to become liberated after this life and go back home, back to Godhead with Krishna and all his associates. And also in this lifetime, to have a very good time. You know, devotees, they have best clothes, best food, best entertainment. Just before, we had a wonderful kirtan, and we had the sight of a beautiful deities dressed in a very beautiful way, perfumes of incenses going around. Can you think something better than this? No, it's not possible. So, and like Srila Prabhupada said, also if you are not completing our devotional service to some extent, then we will have another chance, and another one, like Hajamil had. You know, he didn't die right away, he got another chance, and a book was brought in with this title in order to underline, to enhance this fact. So coming back to the purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the purport of the Bhagavad Gita, of the same verse, if you want, we can read it, but it's practically the same. Srila Prabhupada points out, whatever action a great man performs, common men follow, and whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pushes. So it's practically the same thing. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada adds something, that a ruler, he must have an idol character, and whatever he teaches, he must follow. And he gave the example, if I want to teach to someone not to smoke, I shouldn't smoke myself. Otherwise my words are just empty words, they have no meaning, they have no power. So in this regard there is a story, many of you know that, but just for the sake of saying, we said, once there was a king, and he had very nice son, but he had a very bad habit. He was eating too many sweets. And it was just the time that he was retiring, and so the prince would become the king. But because he didn't have an idol character, and he was addicted to sweets, then he was not fit for the post. So he was worried. He was trying to preach to him so many ways, you know, please don't do that, you know, it's bad for your health, you know, it's bad for everybody who see that. Anyway, he was just continuing. So what to do? So at one point, the king knew that in Israel, on the bank of the Ganges, there was a great saint with great knowledge. So he went there and very humbly asked the saint, please Maharaj, I have some problem with my son, can you please help me? Maharaj said, yes, what is the problem? And he explained the whole thing, and he said, he's eating too many sweets, so it's not fit for the post of a king. And can you help me in this regard? And he said, yeah, you just come after 1 week and I will help you. And that was it. And he continued his bhajan and Maharaj. Hey, Maharaj. And after 1 week he brought the son, and the sage brought the son inside the hut, closed the door, and after 15 minutes, the son came out. My dear father, please excuse me, I was a fool. I understood that I had made a huge mistake, I put in so much trouble. I make a vow here that, in front of Ganga, Devi, that, I will not eat sweets for all my life. No more sweets. And so in this way, the king was very happy. And but he had something in his mind. He was scratching his head. And he said, so Maharaj, thank you. And he gave a nice Guru Darshan to this saint. And he said, can I ask you a question? Yeah, of course. Maharaj, whatever you said to my son today, why didn't you say it 7 days ago? And the saint said, because first I have myself to quit eat sweets. So that this was the response. And so in order to be exemplary, otherwise, his preaching would not have effect. So the government are not supporting Hare Krishna movement. What to do? You have an idea? I have, but just in case someone has one. What? Yes, this is very nice. And thank you for that. We have to show example, by example. We have to be exemplary. And Maharaj yesterday, His Holiness Kadambakanara Maharaj hit the right spot on this point. He said that we have to become introspective. In other words, we have to, to look ourselves in the mirror. In the mirror, not in the mirror of the bathroom or dressing room. For a lady, there is a very big mirror. At least my wife has one. That is needed, of course, she has a female body, so it's needed. I need a small one just for the tilak, but this is common for all men. And so we have to look in the mirror of our consciousness, and see what we are doing. A simple thing that I suggest you to do, and that I'm doing most of the time, is to do a recap every day of the day. What I did today. I used to do this especially when I was full-time in book distribution. Now I'm part-time in book distribution due to so many reasons, but that's okay. And because sometimes I was mistreating somebody, and I shouldn't have acted in such a way with that person. And sometimes I would come back to the same spot and ask for excuses. Sometimes right away, but sometimes it took a while for the full seagull to settle down. So, and another thing very important is the dealing with the devotees. This is also very important. So if we have some issues with someone, it's better to set this issue down as soon as possible in a Vaishnav way, in order to not be affected by the reaction, by the whatever it comes after an argument. You're not in a nice mood. So being in this way, you cannot address other people and ask them to become Krishna conscious. This is because you become a Krishna conscious, you'll be very happy that you have something, that is rubbing your heart, and you are not that happy. If you are truly happy and you say that to someone, yeah, look, take this book, this will make you happy, and you are truly happy, this person say, yeah, I believe you because I see that you are sincere. So in this way, to be exemplary is very important. But another thing that is even more important or equally important is to give them Srila Prabhupada books. Because through Srila Prabhupada, they can change their heart, like it happened to us. All of us, nobody's out of this, are here because of Srila Prabhupada books, in a way or another, directly or indirectly. So I'm here because of that. Srila Prabhupada was preaching to me. I was reading Science of Self-Realization and said, wow, that's amazing, is it? In sequence, every page, every question that I had in my mind, they were answered. He said, who is this man that knows me so well? And I was puzzled. I was, oh. And then I read, but, you know, of course I had this, you know, mentality of finding faults. You know, this is also quite common. And I said, okay, ha, 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 ha. I know you're playing with me, you know. You are trying to attract me to exploit something from me. And so I was reading and I said, okay, it's nice, but he had this thought. And then I came across the biography of Srila Prabhupada. And then I, gosh, oh my God. This man is just, you know, says everything for my benefit. He just loves me. That's all. He took the trouble to come from India by boat. He got heart attack and other things, not very pleasant for a person of his age. He was in India, he was very sheltered and he had all the facilities, he was respected, and he came in a foreign country where nobody cared for him. For 1 year or so, Srila Prabhupada didn't practically, quote and unquote, have any effect, but we know what effect he had actually, but apparently for 1 year, no effect was there. So I understood, oh, this man is trying to help me. If I am smart, I will follow whatever he says. So if you give a Srila Prabhupada book to a person that is in charge, there is a good chance that this person will, if he is sincere or she is sincere, will take this philosophy and apply it in his or her life and eventually teach with example, like it is proper to do for a leader, to show others what to do first by example and then by teaching them. Because right now, we cannot say that the law is really law. Once one famous lawyer, he said a sentence that really stuck in my mind, and I still remember it. It's so true and yet so sad to know. He said, the truth is not what happened in reality, what really happened. The truth is whatever you can prove in court. This is the truth. So in this way, you know, the people that was stressing, you know, I'm innocent, you know, you should help me. And he said, yeah, but you know, the evidence is not so strong. So if you're going to court with this evidence, you maybe become a guilty man, also if you are innocent. And Srila Prabhupada in the second text of this chapter is pointing out that, you know, it's very common that the lawyers and the magistrates are bribed in order to have a favorable judgment in Kali Yuga. This is quite normal. And if you have a lot of money to spend, despite of the fact you are guilty, yet you get out of the prison or you don't even go to prison. But if you are a nobody and you don't have money, then, you know, there is this attorney that is supposed to be there because by law you have to have an attorney. But it's just, okay, oh well, you know, please, you know, be, you know, he is a miserable anyway. So take piety upon him and guilty. But he is innocent just because he doesn't have money, you know, it happens like this sometimes and most of the time. In my program of follow-up, I'm taking care of the people that took Srila Prabhupada books since 20 years or so. I have a lawyer. It happened to me to have a lawyer. And this lawyer, he is really thankful to Krishna consciousness. He didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness, but he got Srila Prabhupada books. And from these books, he became vegetarian. And afterwards, got really interested in this book. He bought everything, all, you know, the whole set of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now he's a sustainer of the magazine, Back to Godhead in Italian. Ritorno a Krishna is the title. Back to Godhead, we translated from English. And he gives regular donation for this purpose. And whenever I go and see him, of course I have to take appointment because he's a VIP, he's a very important person, so he's very busy. The morning is in court, so I call in the afternoon, and there is a secretary, then, and but when he hears that I am at the phone, he just picks up the phone and says, "Okay, Antonio, so you are around, yes." And he takes the whole day off just to talk about spiritual topics with myself. And he is a very nice person. He was once he started to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, oh, tomorrow is okay for you. And then when I came, he said, okay, sit down and everything. You know, the secretary was not there. You know, the office was empty, and he just picked the phone and put the phone off. You know, and said, okay, I was just reading about Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. Wow, that's amazing, you know. And what can you tell him? He was asking questions, you know, and he was commenting on these topics. And he said, you know, I found very interesting to read one or two pages of Srimad Bhagavatam before I go to court in the morning. I just wake up, have my breakfast, and then I read some. Do you think it's good for me? I said, yeah, okay. It's very good, you know. You are meant to do this, you know, because in Srimad Bhagavatam, these are the law books for the next 10,000 years, Srila Prabhupada said. So you are a lawyer, so you should do that. It's compulsory, you know, you have to do that. And he said, oh, thank you. And what else should I do? I said, yeah, many other things, but, you know, this is a good for a start. And then slowly, you will understand what to do. And then the next year I brought him a japa and I said, okay, now you have to start to chant Hare Krishna. He said, yes, but you know, I'm a little attached to Christianity. Is that there is something wrong about it? I said, no, nothing wrong. You just continue, be a nice Christian, but understand that, you know, that what is the goal of life is to go back home, back to God. And the last time I went, he told me, you know, Antonio, I'm really convinced. Yes, I'm completely convinced that if Krishna consciousness will be applied in modern society, we will solve in one snap all the problems. I'm convinced. And he said, global warming solved. The people are hungry, you know, in Africa, solved. Prasadam for everybody. And the disease solved completely. That's one of the first things that are solved. And like this, you know, he was pointing out all the problems that are harassing the world, and just with Krishna consciousness we can solve all of them in one move. We just move, you know, when we play chess, you know, sometimes you make a smart move and the other is puzzled. If we make this move, then Maya cannot do anything else. That's most important to know and to understand. We have the example of George Harrison. How we are listening to him playing electric guitar every day at the darshan. Yamuna is chanting and he's playing electric guitar, and he was arranging the whole thing, the whole situation for this recording. Srila Prabhupada really liked him very much, and he was very thankful to him for what he did. He was broadcasting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all over the world. So if we can teach, if we can give Krishna consciousness to a person like him, then, you know, a great thing is been accomplished. And Srila Prabhupada will be very happy. Because like Maharaj was saying yesterday, you know, that the leader should have compassion towards the others, should act like a father. In few verses we will see that, you know, this comparison is there, you know. A father loves, and the citizens are compared to the sons and daughters, not only the human, also the animals. So, but if this compassion is not there, you know, of course there is something wrong and the citizens would not be happy. So we have the example of Lord Ramachandra. Nowadays he's still loved so much. A few years ago the Ramayana was shown on TV, And whenever it was shown, India stopped. No work, nothing, you know. Everybody was in front of the TV set, you know, either in group or in their home, watching the Ramayana because of this ideal character of Lord Ram. Of course, we know Ram and Krishna are not different, but... And another thing is that we don't have to be anxious to be successful in our preaching. In other words, we just have to preach and do our whatever is needful for the preaching, and don't be anxious for the result. Srila Prabhupada said, don't be anxious of the result of your preaching in this lifetime. But we are planting the seeds, and sometimes these seeds they fructify also in this lifetime. And I have a story which is kind of similar of the story of Ajamil. It's not quite the same, but it's similar. And it happened to me with one of my follow-up, which happened to be a very important person, a VIP. He was a director of a chain of supermarkets, of organic supermarkets in Italy. And his wife is the owner of the trademark of this supermarket. So very wealthy and very important people. And he had a peculiarity, let's say. He was a compulsive reader. You know, we hear a compulsive buyer, a compulsive this, a compulsive that. It's a disease, you know. You are forced, you know, maybe you are stealing and that is, you know, stronger than you. Yeah, you have to steal. You're not really a thief, but you are diseased in that way. So he was a compulsive reader, so he had to read all the time. He was taking the shower and he was reading, you know, with plastic on the book, and he was just turning the pages like that, you know. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but, you know, just to... He was personally telling me that he was reading while he was driving. And sometimes when he had a long drive, he was reading the one or two books. He had a, you know, old pile of books, and he was reading. Compulsive reader, and he was reading so many things. And because he was reading so many things, he was dreaming a lot. And he was connecting the dreams with what he read. And of course, the first time I went, he bought all Srila Prabhupada books. When he sees books, he's like, wow, thank you so much. And he got into them, he read all of them. But it was difficult to follow his thoughts because he was, you know, mixing the dreams and Castaneda and Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bible and this and that and, you know, so many things that I really don't know, and because I didn't read these books. And and practically when I was going and visiting him, I was merely listening to him. Sometimes for hours, 2 or 3 hours in a row, I was just listening to him. And once in a while I was asking some, you know, delucidation, you know, well, so what you mean by this, you know, so I understand, you know, the point, trying to understand, but it was kind of hard. But anyway, and he was asking me for advice, what should I do? So I said, well, you know, among everything you said, you know, there is something that you should look at the most, and this is devotional service. This is the most important thing. One, while you understand, you know, what is inside devotional service, you will be able to understand a lot more, and you will be able to connect all the things that you are reading together, in spite of the fact that Srila Prabhupada said, you know, don't read too many books. But I couldn't say that to him because that was his fun, basically, or his disease. That we can also say that. So at one point, he got really diseased, and he had brain cancer, and he was not able to read anymore. I didn't know that. I called him, and he was in the hospital, so I canceled all my engagement for the day. I went to him, and I brought him books, of course, because I didn't know what happened. And he said, no, I can't focus. I cannot read anymore. But if you have some video or something, then I can, you know, I have a computer, so I can. So I gave him a DVD with some video of the Ganga and other things in India, the simple temple, in Chaupati, what is the name of this movie? Anyway, the simple temple, is that correct? And other things. So he was very pleased, and he said, okay, I have this thing, but maybe it's not so bad, you know. I have this cancer in my brain, but maybe it's not a bad cancer, it's a good one. And maybe I get along with it. And of course I cannot read, I cannot drive, but maybe I can survive. And after some time he went home. And when he went home, so I thought it was a good chance to preach to him. So I was preaching to him, I brought my guitar and I was chanting Hare Krishna for his kids, for his wife, for his relatives that he invited for the supper. And he was cooking. He was vegetarian since many years. The whole family is vegetarian. And so he was cooking, and then I was offering the food, and then we chanted the prayer before we honored prasadam, and we took prasadam together. And I was preaching to him as much as I could about Krishna consciousness. And then I had to leave, and I went to visit him one or two times more in that fraction of, I was around like 2 months, 1 month and a half, and I went one or two times more. And then I said, okay, now I will go to India, and then when I come back, you know, just keep in contact, write me emails, phone me. And I didn't have any answer from him. I tried to phone him many times, but no answer. We'll make it short because the time is running. And so I thought, oh, maybe, you know, he lost his phone or something. But the next year I find out that he was in his deathbed. The cancer was going very fast, and I called his wife, and I thought, oh, he is in the hospital, he's leaving the body, practically he's dying. So again, I canceled everything, I went to his deathbed, and I went in they are very sad places, you know, because these are all terminal patients, you know, they're all, you know, so it's kind of a sad atmosphere inside there, you know, it's very silent, very grave, and very sad, of course. So, I was very composed when I went in, but when I went in the room, I was very joyful. Bibi, that was his name. I'm here, Hare Krishna! And he was on heavy drugs, morphine and other drugs, very heavy. And he was not speaking since many days. But when he saw me, he said, with a very tiny voice, Hare Krishna. And with this, we are the last word he said. But I will just share with you another, you know, just a few moments after. When the wife saw me, she said, oh, thank you so much, Antonio, for coming, because, you know, I'm here 24 hours a day, around the clock, you know. Can I take a break, 2 or 3 hours, you know, because I have things to do at home, you know. My business is practically ruined, and my children are not taken care of. Can I go for 2 or 3 hours? Say, yeah, I'm here, you know, I'm a friend of the family. I'm here for that, you know, to give a hand, to be helpful. So when she went out, then I told Bibi, first of all, I woke him up because he was kind of always a little sleepy. He said, Bibi, I have something very important to tell you. And so he opened his eyes and he said, Bibi, the body is gone. No chance to come back, you know, the body's gone, but the soul is still here. So we can do something for the soul, effective. So please listen to me as much as you can. I already finished my 16 rounds, but I took my job and I start to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. With all my attention to the holy names, you know, in his ears, and I was chanting and chanting and chanting. And he was listening and sleeping, and he lost consciousness, and he was again like this, you know, going back and forth. And at the last mantra, it was Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. He opened his eyes like this, you know, like Lord Jagannath, like this, you know. And he looked at me, and he raised very slowly his right hand. So I grabbed his hand, and he squeezed my hand very hard. And he was looking at me, and he didn't say anything because he was not able to talk. But I understood that he was pleased with what I was attempting to do. And then he left my hand, and the wife came, and I talked to her, and we had exchanges. And the day after, he left his body. So as far as I know, the last things that he said was Hare Krishna. So how important are these books for the people, and how important is their appreciation towards the devotees that are that brought them these books. So it's our duty to give them these Srila Prabhupada books that are giving us so much pleasure, and if possible, follow up the persons that took the books in order to help them to understand the meaning of this transcendental translation and purpose. Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Transcendental book distribution ki jai! Grand Rashima Bhagavatam ki jai! Chinitai Gaur Premanande. It's time to go. If you have some comments, they are welcome. If you want to ask some questions, I'm here trying to help. Yes, Mataji?
Yeah. Hare, can you hear me now? Yes. Hare Krishna, thank you. It was a wonderful, inspiring class. My first question is, I wanted to know, in your fabulous preaching you do and all the follow-up, I wanted to know, do you go in devotional clothes or do you go in non-devotional clothes?
I always go in devotional clothes. The question is, if I go in devotional clothes when I follow up the people that Srila Prabhupada books. Yeah. Not only that, I'm going in devotional clothes also to distribute Srila Prabhupada books. I have this fortune, and this is a good way to identify ourselves as a missionary, male or female, and is a good visit card to give to them. And also when I follow them up, yeah, I'm going in devotional class.
Thank you very much. And now my second question is, in Arjamil's case, maybe it's been asked, I don't know, but he would have chanted Narayan throughout his life. He was a Brahmana. But at the time of death, he chanted Narayan, like when he was going to leave. So would the situation still be the same for him? Like if he wasn't calling out to Narayan at the time of death? If because he chanted many times during his life, but not maybe at the time of death. Would the situation still be the same?
Well, you know, at the time of death, you are in a particular mood. You are very sensitive. And you are in fear. It's explained that Ajamil was in fear. And later on in the chapter, we will read in the purport of Srila Prabhupada that the Vishnu Duta are pointing out, and Maharaj was saying something about this yesterday, that if you are chanting one, the name of Narayana, he was quoting the verse, I'm not able to do it, but you know, in a few verses you will hear these verses quoted. If you want chants one name of the Lord, practically is all the sins that he's not even capable to do are pardoned, you know, they are nullified, let's say. So we can just imagine how powerful the Ma Mantra is. And so Ajamil was continuously, the Yamadutas were, the Vishnu Duta were pointing out this thing that he was continuously calling for his son. Narayan here, Narayan come, eat something, take breakfast. Narayan, don't do that. Like that, you know. So he was constantly meditating. In spite of the fact he was not recalling the real Narayan. But for some reason, you know, the name is the same, and the name in itself has potency, because the name and the Lord are not different. When we are chanting Hare Krishna, then Krishna is dancing in our tongue, on our tongue. That means that the name, of course, takes a while to understand, to realize, to digest this, you know, let's say. But until that point, until that moment, we can just have faith and do the process as it is told to us. Thank you for the question. Others? Nobody. Okay. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendental book distribution ki jai. Shida Mayapur ki jai. Sadhu Sangha ki jai. Hari Bol. Thank you.
Ganga Mata Ji, Ganga.
I'm very grateful because I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to be able to do it.